Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In John Milton's epic poem, Paradise Lost, the fallen angel Satan is famously heard to say, upon expulsion from heaven, "Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven." And so is given to us the line that has been so often quoted by overworked employees and disgruntled workers. "Better be broken out of work than to work for a horrible boss. Better to be homeless, living on the street, doing whatever I want to do, than to live in someone else's home under their rules. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven." But is it? I know John Milton would have us all believing that Satan thinks so, though I'm not sure Milton would have really written this had he fully understood the nature of hell and the punishment that is awaiting Satan. Dante's Inferno gives us a more telling description of Satan's place and condition in hell than does Milton's Paradise Lost, as God's word certainly confirms. Jesus said in Matthew 25 that God will cast all those who rejected the Lord into the eternal fire. And then he says, "That which was prepared for the devil and his angels." And so, according to Jesus, hell does not sound like a place where Satan reigns, but a place where he will suffer for all eternity. Even so, would reigning in hell really be better than serving in heaven? By no means. Not even close. Is reigning on earth better than serving in heaven? Again, not even close. Jesus said, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? What will it gain him?" The answer is nothing. There is no gain or profit or benefit for anyone to have everything and yet not have heaven. Nothing on this earth is ever worth the price of your eternal life. Though the rich young man who came to Jesus seeking salvation didn't get that. And thus Jesus told him to go and sell everything he had and then come back and follow him. And the scripture said that the rich young man went away sad. And rightly so, because that rich young man couldn't do it. He couldn't go sell everything he had. He chose living it up on earth here and now over living it up in heaven with God in eternity. You know, God's word tells us over and over again about the untold worth of the life that is yet to come for those who seek and love and trust and wait on God. Romans 8, Paul gives us his assessment of heaven when he states this: "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." He reaffirms that position in Philippians 3 as he states that he considers every worldly gain or accolade or accomplishment as rubbish compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus as his Lord, that he might somehow attain to the resurrection of the dead. And then in 1 Corinthians 2, Paul quotes from the prophet Isaiah when he states, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." The devil may have thought that it would be better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. But he was wrong. And once the day of judgment comes, and he is finally cast into the lake of fire, he will realize how terribly wrong he was to have rebelled against God. Simply put, there is nothing worse than hell. And there is nothing better than heaven. And thus, even serving as the lowliest of servants in heaven is still a million times better than reigning as a king in hell. Or, to put it in the words of the psalmist, better to live one day in the presence of the Lord than to live 1,000 days apart from the Lord. But here's the really cool thing about our God and our faith and our salvation. We don't have to choose between the two. We don't have to choose between a great life and a long life. We can both live in the presence of the Lord and live for 1,000 days and more because of Jesus. Because he paid the debt of our sin through his death on the cross. We have already been forgiven. And we will one day live in God's presence, in the courts of the Lord, so to speak. But that's not all. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too shall one day rise from the dead. And we'll get to live with God not only for a day, but for all eternity. So yes, better is one day in the courts of the Lord than 1,000 days elsewhere. But better still is an eternity with the Lord in his courts. And that is the gift that is prepared for each of us because of Jesus. I know sometimes in our lives we get down on God. We get sometimes frustrated with him when he doesn't respond like we want him to. We don't like the situation that we find ourselves in, or the station of life that God has allowed to come upon us. And then sometimes things really go off the rails. And we search for God and it seems like he's nowhere to be found. He's not even listening. We wonder, you know, what's the use? If you ever find yourself in that position and you are thinking about turning your back on God, the one who created you, the one who redeemed you, I would encourage you to remember the words of our psalm for today. Better is one day in the courts of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere. That's why Job, even after he had suffered such great loss and heartache, more heartache and loss than most of us can even fathom, he still said those amazing words about God in Job 13. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." No matter what Job lost or suffered, he still believed and he knew what the psalmist believed and knew. That one day with God is better than a lifetime without God. May we believe and know that too. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.